This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
What's he doing? That was good.
Apparently duck hunting.
He can't. Did he pick up the phone?
No, I called his house phone. Wife answered.
God, we got like the intro.
Did you call his cell?
I did.
Nothing?
Try him again here. If he's hunting, I don't want to disturb him.
That's true. Like, you could call, right? When he's what is he, duck hunting? Pheasant hunting?
Apparently duck hunting.
What season is it? I don't know. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, was going to join us, but apparently he's out duck hunting. So we'll get him on here in just a minute. Maybe.
They are playing Oregon on Friday.
Oh, that's fitting. I think we got him. Are we going to get him, like, live doing this? Well, that was Bill Goldberg's intro. Mark, we had the setup all for you, man. We came in with Bill Goldberg music, and I was ready for you to, like, you know, do the mic drop moment. We couldn't reach you, but we got you now. So we'll make do, but we had it all set up for you to enter the ring.
Well, that's awful exciting. I don't know about the Goldberg thing. I can't talk about the specifics, but I'll tell you.
Oh.
Goldberg... if there's some reason, I'm not saying that anybody that's related to him is coming to see you. If Goldberg were to be at a game, I saw a picture of him the other day. I think I could take him at this point.
You know, you're a tall guy. You just got to hit him with one of those, like, long kicks, man. If he can't reach you, he can't hurt you.
Well, listen, he's not a small man either. I saw a photo of him. There's a certain recruit apparently that's rumored to be maybe coming this direction, but he's lost a lot of weight. He's not nearly as big as he used to be.
Yeah. I know you can't speak on it, but I just know that I'm very excited about it. I grew up watching Bill Goldberg, Mark. I was like diehard fan of his. So, Mark, I don't ask you for a lot, man, but a meet and greet, something. If that something weird happens, if you ever run into Bill Goldberg, just, you know, by coincidence, let me know, because I'd like to be there for that.
I will do my best. Did he play for the Atlanta Falcons?
He played for the Falcons. We were looking that up the other day. He got drafted by the Rams, and then he got out of the league and played for a bunch of, like, you know, minor teams like CFL stuff. And then he got back in the league and actually played for like 4 years or so with the Falcons. And developed kind of a relationship with Deion Sanders. Like, they were at least kind of cool with each other. So, interesting how, again, maybe relationships that you build while you were playing back in the 90s could end up, you know, coming back to produce something positive for you.
Exactly right. Well, that's awful cool. Yeah. No, he was quite a superstar in the wrestling world. And as we know, it's all real. There's nothing.
Oh. Mark, you know he was undefeated at one point. Like, he had the streak going, and he would always yell into the camera and say, "You're next." Like, he was undefeated, and it was real. Like, you know, Ric Flair would slap people on the chest, and they would almost knock them out. These guys are so strong, they could knock them out with just a flick of the wrist.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Probably something.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. Mark, what wasn't fake was this Buffs comeback win over USC the other night. They were down 37-24, but they just came storming back. They end up outscoring the Trojans 44-21. That was a desperately needed victory for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, it really was, and for obvious reasons. I mean, you know, the Buffs, the injuries decimated them over that stretch. And yeah, I know Tristan came back, and then Cody came back, but you know, you could tell they were still kicking some rust off, and so they had the one loss to Arizona. Listen, that was one of those nights where the Avalanche came down on top of him, and just you know, accept the fact that's happening and move on to the next one. But they had a couple of one possession games at Arizona State, and then at Cal. By the way, I'm glad I never have to go back to Cal and call a basketball game again. You know, it's always interesting in certain venues, why they become tough for certain teams. And I don't know what it is about Haas Pavilion in Berkeley, California. It's not like they've had a great basketball program. But for whatever reason, the Buffaloes cannot win in that building. And they gave one away in that contest. So that was extremely disappointing. They needed that one the other night, and it all came down to the defensive end. And I was saying to Tad the other night on a show we were doing together, I said, you know, when you play with high energy on defense, it's undefeated. That always works. And, the bus finally came out in the second half, played with great intensity on defense, and hence pulled that bowl game in. Now they got a couple of big ones, obviously, with Oregon and Oregon State coming to town this weekend.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that one goes tomorrow, and we'll talk about that game in a second. But I want to get your thoughts, too, Mark. Bronny James played in that game. I believe, if I'm not wrong, I thought I heard you. Was that his first start of the year?
It was his first start, and I understand why we bring him up.
Sure.
He is not that talented.
That's kind of what I wanted to get your thoughts. Like, what kind of player is he?
I'll tell you what. I had a coach, and I won't say who, wasn't Tad. I've got a coach in the league that I talk to on a regular basis, and he said, Mark, I don't think Bronny James is even going to make the all-freshman team in this league.
Wow.
This is a great, I think, a great example about what you and I have talked about the hyperbole in sports, where we make stories out of things because of a name or because of a circumstance and not because of reality. He's a fine player. He's a nice player. If his name was Bronny Smith, we'd go, yeah, he's all right. And that's what he is. I mean, look what he's done in the last three games. I think he's like 0-for-14, having scored 2 or 3 points, something like that. That's not an NBA player. I don't know by any stretch. Right now, he does not look like an NBA player, and so it was cool. There was some hype because he was there, and that's about it. I mean, it's just there wasn't much there. I watched him. I thought, yeah, he's a nice enough athlete. I think he could be okay. You know, as a college player, but I don't see an NBA. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe in a couple of years you're going to go, boy, John was totally full of it. But I just don't see an NBA player there at all.
Well, yeah, because the build-up for him was before he ever put on a jersey, and obviously he had some health stuff, but was that he'd go one and done and play with his dad next year. So based on this so far, it sure seems like they're not that, – that's, I wouldn't hold your breath if you want to see Bronny and LeBron play in the NBA at the same time.
No, I don't even see how that's possible. Now, listen, we do understand. A friend, by the way, at a national outlet, let's put it that way, told me that the pressure on them to promote Bronny James is off the charts. Here's a little inside baseball for your listeners out there when they don't understand how some of this stuff works at times. They are putting pressure on this, on the media to promote him because of LeBron. And that's why we're seeing all this stuff out there where it's just nonstop Bronny James this, Bronny James that. It's because of who his father is, not because of how talented he is.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, big one coming up against the Oregon Ducks. The Ducks are, what are they, like 13-3? I think they're undefeated in the conference at this stage.
Yep.
So a tall task ahead for the Buffaloes, but they have the talent, Mark. I believe they have the talent to beat a lot of teams. Just try to see this team kind of put it all together. Maybe that could happen tomorrow. I don't think it's out of the question.
Oh, no. In fact, I'll be surprised if Colorado's not the favorite in the game by Vegas. They should be. Listen, we get caught up too much in looking at, okay, well, the Buffs lost. Okay, let's look at the circumstances of that. Okay, let's look at their 10-0 at home this season. Their numbers at home are just stupid. Yes, they had the three losses, but let's look at what was going on, the circumstances. Oregon's playing some good basketball right now. Make a mistake about it. Colorado is a top 25 college basketball team when it's healthy, when it's not like everybody else. And listen, look around college basketball. Look what happened last week. Was it like 12 of the top 25 teams got beat?
Yeah.
Again, unlike the Buffs, I was saying the other night, college basketball is drunk, man. It's drunk.
It feels right. Like it.
Right. It's crazy what's going on out there. And the reason is because of the transfer portal. The other night for Cal, for example, they had six guys that were fourth, fifth, or sixth-year seniors on that team. And that's why you're seeing so much upheaval in college basketball. This is a very winnable basketball game. I'll be very disappointed, in fact, if Colorado does not win this ball game. And that's not a shot at Oregon. They're a quality team, but this is on Colorado's home court. They're going to have a full deck of cards, if you will. Cody's now got a couple of games under his belt. Tristan's got three under his belt. So they're coming back around. Think about how Colorado was playing when everybody was available, how good they were. And that's the team that they when they're full go, they're as good as virtually anybody in the country. when they're, you know, down or on the road or something, obviously you see teams have hiccups. But, no, this is not I'll be stunned if Colorado's not actually a favorite from Vegas' perspective.
Yeah, I don't have a line yet, but I was just looking on ESPN, their little matchup predictor, and it's, you're right. It's like 60% for Buffs at this point.
Yeah, I think so. And Colorado's home numbers, you know, they average about 88, 89 points a game at home. They shoot about 54% at home. They out-rebound. I mean, their numbers are spectacular at home. And I guarantee you, that place is going to be rocking. Right now, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the CU Event Center is going to be packed and exploding because of what's going on between men's and women's basketball. You know, Friday night, you got number two versus number three with UCLA coming to town to take on the number three women. So it's a good time to be in Boulder with basketball.
Oh, yeah, the women's basketball team. Holy cow. Yeah, basketball's great. It's in the area, in Boulder especially. I mean, it's awesome. Mark, I haven't done this one in a while. Who's winning in a fight, a buff slash bison or a duck?
Well, I think that's pretty. I mean, if Buck happened to walk behind the bison when he took a crap, right? It'd be all over it. let's be honest about it. So, yeah. Speaking of which, buddy's house, I'm going duck afternoon, so I'm getting ready for Thursday.
I kind of had a feeling you were duck hunting, and I knew, you're. So next week, what kind of hunting will you, or next game, what kind of hunting will you be? I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Well, considering that they play the Beavers this weekend, I don't think they trap beavers more like they used to back in the day.
So we got to be careful on that one, huh?
I didn't want to go there.
Mark, appreciate it as always, my friend. And, you know, that thing we started talking about earlier in the show, just keep me in mind. If that happens, I need an autograph of some sort. I just got to happen.
If you show up, though, if we were to do that, you showed up dressed like Goldberg when he wrestled, that'll be my ever step.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I might have something lying around. We'll see.
All right.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, going duck hunting. Angel, it's an obvious question. I have to ask it, though. You know, a bison or a duck, what's winning? Obviously, a bison's winning. But you get a frisky duck, who knows? Peck the eyes out, something like that. Ducks don't really do that, though. What do they have? Sharp beak.
I mean, what if it's like a swarm of ducks?
That's a little unfair, though. Well, I guess they do travel in
I don't think swarm
flocks.
Is the right word.
Flock? Flock of ducks? I think it's flock. Maybe ducks are different, though.
A flock, a waddling, a raft, a brood, or a team.
A raft? A raft of ducks. So if a raft of ducks were to come across a lonely bison, I don't know. You get enough of them. You get enough of them, and maybe you can change things. 47 minutes after the hour, I'm going to wrap up this hour. I got Cody Tucker joining us, talking about Wyoming Cowboys. Let's look at quarterbacks in these playoffs. I think a guy like C.J. Stroud has a really interesting story, a very interesting background, kind of rough, obviously, at times. So I'm just fascinated by the storyline surrounding some of these great quarterbacks heading into the divisional round. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Basketball is here, and Bruce is having a ball. Listen to Coach Bruce Dick on Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.